Vancouver's relaxing favorites, 104.3 The Breeze. My name is Simone. Chatting with Carolyn, who is a certified music therapist who is on the faculty at the Capilano University Music Therapy Program, also a music therapist with BC Cancer and helps music heals on the Music Therapy Advisory Board. Carolyn, great to be chatting with you, especially during this month, which is Music Therapy Awareness Month.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. This is a great time for us to be chatting about music therapy.
So can you tell us exactly what music therapy is?
Sure, yeah, I'll give it my best shot, because music therapy is quite a flexible modality. And so while that means it's really helpful to lots of different people, it also means it can be a little bit tricky to describe it succinctly. But essentially what music therapy is trained practitioners who go through music therapy training who then can use music very intentionally to help people address needs in many, many areas of their wellness and their health.
Amazing. And there are music therapy programs that exist in many different facilities throughout the province, which support people of diverse ages and abilities. Can you tell us about some of those programs?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're right. It's very diverse, and there's music therapy all over the place. Some examples of some of the groups of people who benefit from music therapy: there's people who are on the autism spectrum who get music therapy from school age right up into adulthood. You'll find that there's community mental health programs, quite a few music therapists working in long-term care facilities where they might be working with some of the stages of aging, including people who are living with dementia. Music therapy can be used in various mental health support facilities. It's great for pain and anxiety control, so you'll see it showing up in acute medical care as well as other medical settings. Stress management, substance abuse, treatment, there's all kinds of ways in which music therapy can be so very helpful.
And can you also let us know how Music Heals is supporting the sustainability and expansion of some of these programs?
Yeah, I'd love to comment on that, because Music Heals has been instrumental in this province to really promote the voice of what music therapists were doing. And specifically, they've been helpful not only from the promotion side of things, but from the funding side of things. Their model is very straightforward. They raise money in a variety of ways from various people in this province who understand how powerful music is, and they distribute that money directly to music therapists who are out there doing the work.
That's really great. And Carolyn, if there was one message you could share with our listeners about why Music Therapy Awareness Month is so important or something to support, what would you say?
I would ask people to pause for just a moment to think about the many, many ways in which music features in their own life, because I think it's really important to know that human beings have an intrinsic and very strong relationship with music, and that's true regardless of what culture you come from. So if you pause for a moment to think about all the different ways in which music supports you, motivates you, soothes you, and companions you in your life, you're going to get a little glimpse into the idea of why music therapy as a modality is so very helpful for all of the different ways in which we experience being human. And I think it might open up people's imaginations to maybe reaching out to a music therapist as a form of therapy to support them in whatever it is that they might be going through in their lives.
Such a great message. Thank you so much for sharing that with us and joining us today, Carolyn.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thanks for shining a light on music therapy.
You can get more information on ways to support Music Therapy Awareness Month and about the work that Music Heals does in my blog at 104.3thebreeze.ca.